Much of Philadelphia's extensive history is hidden from view because the only record of it exists below ground. That may change thanks to a new map that's just gone online today. And for that, I'm joined by Doug Mooney, president of the Philadelphia Archaeological Forum. Mr. Mooney, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
It's a pleasure to be here.
How does something as large as a cemetery get lost?
Well, there are lots of different ways that that can happen. In some cases, a congregation will just no longer be able to care for the cemetery. The members of that congregation move on or die. People forget about it. And slowly it just becomes covered over with weeds and other things and gets forgotten and then is just built on top of. In other cases, probably more common thing is that the congregation located in Center City, say, in the 19th century, wanted to move out to the suburbs where they could expand and made a genuine effort to relocate their cemetery at the time. And it's just a situation where not all of the bodies were removed and some were left behind.
How often can those bodies be identified?
Most of the cemeteries we're talking are unmarked, so there are no longer headstones. A lot of these churches never maintained or have lost any kind of a plot map that would have indicated who was buried where. So in a lot of cases, it's just not possible to identify specifically who an individual was unless, in some cases, they may have been buried with a lid plaque, which identified their name and dates of death and birth and whatnot on the coffin lid. And if that's preserved sufficiently well, you can still read that.
Are there more cemeteries to be discovered potentially, or at this point, with the amount of work that's been done, that's not likely?
No, absolutely. There's still there's a tremendous number of those 208 mapped cemeteries on our database. You know, there's a large number of those that potentially still contain human remains. We're working right now with a project out in West Philadelphia on Chestnut Street in West Philadelphia, where it was brought to our attention just a couple of weeks ago that there a site that's getting ready to be developed could have a historic cemetery on it. Nobody knew much about it, and we did some research, and we now know that that was known as the Harmonia Burial Ground and may be the oldest African-American cemetery in West Philadelphia, dating to 1826.
Is the work you do considered a race against time in terms of if so much development takes place, we'll lose the opportunity to learn what's underneath?
It can be. It certainly can be. In a lot of instances, especially with these historic cemeteries, you know, we do what we can to try to identify development projects that might impact one of these cemeteries, but there's no way for us to keep track of all the building that goes on here in Philadelphia. And so in some cases, we don't learn about a particular project in a particular cemetery until it's either just about to go to construction or maybe the work has already started.
So is that a primary goal of the project, to serve as a signal to those who might want to develop, for example, that, hey, before you commit?
I mean, that is the biggest overarching reason why we did this. And really what this map represents is advance warning. And with advance warning, you have options. The worst of all possible circumstances is where a construction project starts up and now all of a sudden you've got burials popping up.
Yeah.
So what we're hoping is that, you know, developers in this case can access our map in some cases even before they purchase a property. So they may say, you know, I might want to develop this particular site, look at our map and say, find out there was a historic cemetery there. And maybe they decide, let's go someplace else. We don't want to deal with it. And these are Philadelphians. They're the people that built this city. We certainly believe that they deserve to be treated respectfully. And we also believe that the city in this case has a legal and moral obligation to ensure that these cemeteries are protected, and if they can't be preserved in place, that they be respectfully relocated to a new location.
Do you have to sell the city on that, or are they on board? And are there other cities that perhaps even have an archaeologist as part of
payroll? There are plenty of other states and cities that have accommodated this type of discovery and have passed laws to make sure that remains are treated respectfully. In this particular case, it has been a battle with the city to try to get them to admit that they do have the legal recourse to take charge of these situations. Pennsylvania law makes it crystal clear that they do. It's just a matter of getting people to acknowledge that and then enforcing the laws that already exist.
So for listeners who want to learn more and perhaps interface with the map.
Right. It just went live today. Our website is www.phillyarchaeology.net.
Thanks so much for the work you do, and thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Doug Mooney is president of the Philadelphia Archaeological Forum. You're listening to NewsWorks tonight on WHYY.